smiles on our faces because we had just received into really fellowship an intern that would be helping us. Today is not it's a happy Sabbath, but not, it could always be a happy Sabbath. You know what I mean. And so 2 years ago, Sarah came, and then about a few months later, we got the bonus with Joshua. We've appreciated their ministry here. I've appreciated their ministry. And yet, I was a little bit scared because they have asked me to train you. Teacher, that was it's a great responsibility. But Sarah and Josh, thank you for what you've done here at Valley View, and may the Lord bless you as you share with us.
Let's worship the Lord together this morning.
Creation, and I see. praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
You know, it's amazing how oftentimes, sometimes we talk together and plan a worship service and try to make it really cohesive, and other times no one talks to anybody and it just fits and you really feel the Holy Spirit's leading in that. And this service this morning has been one of those where we just kind of, everyone planned our stuff and the Holy Spirit's totally been guiding with it, especially the ordination for this next song. I really think about that with, you know, it's amazing that, first off, that God, after we've turned on him, that he would come to this earth, die for us, and offer us eternal life. That's just astounding. But to me, what's every bit as remarkable is that he chooses to use broken, messed up people like us to then share that news with everyone else. I mean, he could have the angels do it so much better. He could have, you know, he could create new beings to do it, specifically designed to spread the gospel. But instead, he takes people who were once blameless and perfect and have rejected him and messed everything up, have sin in their DNA for thousands of years, and suddenly, here you go. You're a gospel minister now, and it's astounding the way that God has used us. And in that, I totally, like Rod, feel the inadequacy of the skill set I bring to the table. Or, yeah, well, I can play the piano, but man, there's a lot of other stuff that I do that, man, is not the greatest for, you know, being a Smash Mouth gospel presenter. So it's like, I feel so incomplete in this role, but Christ offers to send us his Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and to give us those fruits of the Spirit that Janelle mentioned this morning, to give us that love, that perfect love, to reach out to this world that is rejecting him still, just like we were not that long ago. And we get to share this gospel with them, this good news, that even though they've messed up, that they turn to Christ, he offers them the same thing that he gave to us. This next song has been very instrumental. There's been many weeks when I've sung it every morning in the shower just to give myself a good perspective to start the day with, you know, that we are all the least of these. If there's any creature in the entire realm of creation that should be willing to offer forgiveness to someone else, it should be humanity, because we know above everyone else just how bad we've messed up and how bad we need that forgiveness. And yet oftentimes we see the flip of that, and we see us, we're wanting so much to show that we are worthy of something that we end up pointing out everyone else's mistakes instead of saying, you know what, we've all messed up, let's lift up our Lord and let him lift us up. This song is called Jesus, Friend of Sinners, and it's about recognizing that we have all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God, but Christ loves us all and is wanting to work through us all so that we all will be with him someday. Jesus, Friend of Sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name with a sword that was never ours to sway. Jesus, Friend of Sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around, but never looking up. I'm so double-minded. A plank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Yeah, yeah. Jesus, friend of sinners, the one who's writing in the sand, may the righteous turn away and the stones fall from their hands. Lord, help us to remember that we are all the least of these. Let the memory of your mercy bring your people to their knees. Nobody knows what we're for, only what we're against when we judge the wounded. But if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines and loved like you did. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause. You reach for the outcast, for the leper and the lame. They're the reason that you came. Lord, I was that lost cause, and I was the outcast. But you died for sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet. 'Cause you are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good. You are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours.
This Sabbath, for our last time really getting to just stand before you and share God's word, maybe not the last time, who knows what the future will hold, but I was really excited to just get to pour out my voice with you in song and share with you the wonderful messages that can come through music. And when I got sick, it's kind of frustrating because I can't really give it my all to really just feel comfortable and be up here and just share the word. But I'm realizing that even when my voice is perfect, it's never me that is really being able to share the word of God with you with a full every time that I've been up here, I've needed the Holy Spirit. And today, I feel like more than ever. And I want to share with you that just as Jesus is the friend of sinners, he calls us to be the friend of everyone because we are right in the boat with all the sinners. But the only way that we can do that, the only way that we can love like Christ loves, is that if we surrender all of ourselves to him, if we surrender everything we have, all of our gifts, all of our talents that we think we possess, all of our abilities and all of our weaknesses, if we surrender everything to him, that is when he can actually take us, mold us, and make us into that light that will shine for him. And so this next song that we're going to sing, God's really going to need to sing it for me, for you. But I pray that you won't hear the voice, whether it was good or bad, but that you'll hear the words and that they will reach your heart and that it will impress you to want to take it as a promise of your own.
Holy Father, love me still. I have fallen from your will. I am broken. Hear my humble cry, my cry.
We've been thinking long and hard for several months, how in the world do you part ways with people that you've grown so close to in just a short amount of time? And the answer is you don't, for one. You don't. But, you know, we understand that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We need God's love and his salvation, which he so freely offers. And then we need that love of the Holy Spirit to infuse our hearts so that we can share that love with others. And that requires complete surrender. But why? Why do it? Why are we here? The only thing that I can think of is because he's promised not only to give us that love, but to fix the problems in this place. That we have the blessed hope that someday he will come again and take us home and fix the problems. Fix the problems with us. Fix the problems with everyone else, which are a little easier to see than our own. But fix the problems with the world in which we live. He's going to make it all perfect. He's going to make it all new. That's what keeps us going. There are no goodbyes in Christ. And right now we really want to just focus on that day. Whether we see each other again before then or not, there will be a day when he will fix it all.
So as we sing these next three songs about heaven, I pray that your, as Josh said, how we didn't really plan all the intricacies of the worship service, but that they've all been touching on traveling to heaven and how we want our eyes fixed on reaching that. But most of all, as we go about our journey, we want to share that bit of Jesus with everybody around us so that we can get more on the bandwagon. And I pray that as we leave you here, that we'll not think of it as a goodbye, because in Christ, as Josh said, there are no goodbyes, and that we will plan on just focusing on our goal of making it to heaven with Christ, being able to bring as many people along with us as possible.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings, and the hurt that tries to grab, the many trials that seem to never end. His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to you always. I know the journey seems so long. You fear walking on your own, but there has never been a step where you've walked out all alone. And troubled soul, don't lose your heart. Joy and peace he brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's stings. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to you always. I can't wait until that day where the very one I've lived for always will wipe away the sorrow that I've faced, touch the scars that rescued me from a life of shame and misery. Oh, this is why I sing. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain.
there will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. There will be a day. He will wipe away the tears. He will wipe away the tears. He will wipe away the tears. There will be a day.
By his counsels guide, uphold.
Such a privilege to serve you, Lord. We thank you so much for all the time that we've been able to spend together. And Lord, week to week, we never know when it will be the last time we get to see one of our brothers and sisters. We pray that you help us to keep that in perspective as we live our lives, and that we'll always be there to support each other, to edify the body of Christ. If we see our brother and sister having a tough time or even slipping and falling, Lord, help us be there to wrap your arms around them, to lift them up in prayer. Lord, there are no goodbyes in Christ. We praise you and thank you so much for your promise to come back, to save us, to take us home. Lord, make that day soon when we can look up in the sky, see you coming in the clouds, and say, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he has come to save us." Until that day, Lord, keep us strong in the faith. Keep us laboring hard for you through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Until we meet.
Sing with us, please.
Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you for worshiping with us.